This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visits, we focused on what Paul said about leadership within the church. Today, let's focus on what he said to followers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13 says, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work." Followers are to respect leaders in the church. They might not like being admonished. That, however, shouldn't keep them from respecting their leaders. And since none of us is perfect, including leaders, to hold them in the highest regard will require love. 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." If love covers over sin, then it would cover over shortcomings, failures, insensitivity, or lack of wisdom, true of all leaders at times. Yet followers are to respect them and hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Love provides some slack regarding expectations. Often followers have unrealistic expectations of their leaders. We're not suggesting irresponsibility or immaturity on the part of leaders. We addressed this in our last visit. But having realistic expectations of them frees them and motivates them to be their best for God. So if you are a follower, are you respecting the leaders in your church and holding them in the highest regard in love? Do a reality check.